Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, Thomas Paine Collection, Common Sense, The Age of Reason, and The Rights of Man by Thomas Paine, narrated by Russell Newton. Recapitulation. Having now extended the subject to a greater length than I first intended, I shall bring it to a close by abstracting a summary from the whole. First, that the idea or belief of a word of God existing in print or in writing or in speech is inconsistent in itself for the reasons already assigned. These reasons, among many others, are the want of an universal language, the mutability of language, the errors to which translations are subject, the possibility of totally suppressing such a word, the probability of altering it, or of fabricating the whole and imposing it upon the world. Secondly, that the creation we behold is the real and ever-existing Word of God, in which we cannot be deceived. It proclaimeth His power, it demonstrates His wisdom, it manifests His goodness and beneficence. Thirdly, that the moral duty of man consists in imitating the moral goodness and beneficence of God manifested in the creation towards all His creatures. That seeing as we daily do the goodness of God to all men, it is an example calling upon all men to practice the same towards each other, and consequently, that everything of persecution and revenge between man and man, and everything of cruelty to animals, is a violation of moral duty. I trouble not myself about the manner of future existence. I content myself with believing, even to positive conviction, that the power that gave me existence is able to continue it, in any form and manner He pleases, either with or without this body. And it appears more probable to me that I shall continue to exist hereafter than that I should have had existence, as I now have, before that existence began. It is certain that, in one point, all nations of the earth and all religions agree. All believe in a God. The things in which they disgrace are the redundancies annexed to that belief. And therefore, if ever an universal religion should prevail, it will not be believing anything new, but in getting rid of redundancies and believing as man believed at first. Adam, if ever there was such a man, was created a deist. But in the meantime, let every man follow, as he has a right to do, the religion and worship he prefers. End of part one. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.